You are now listening to the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, the passionate, and the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Go to VenusCuckoldress.com. You'll find the new Queen's Quarters fan destination. Book a one-to-one chat with me, listen to the private podcast, and even get access to my secret Snapchat group where I share some of my most intimate encounters. Now sit back, make yourself comfortable, and let's dive right into this episode. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Venus. This is going to be such a great show. I have a little collection of your questions, your comments, and your confessions. These were submitted on the VenusCuckoldress.com website through the Ask Venus Confessions tab. And if you want to submit a question, comment, or a confession, you can go to VenusCuckoldress.com. Just click on that little button and it sends in a voice note that comes to me. So it might be shared on the show. All right, before we get started, I just have a few little announcements. The first one, this is going to be great. Some of you may have noticed that it has been a minute since I've done a Pillow Talk event. Well, I have been kind of reorganizing things, and it turns out I'm going to be collaborating with Doc Chocolate, host of the Bulls and Queens podcast, to do monthly Pillow Talk events together, and we are going to do a simulcast on free for anyone to listen on the Moan app. That's audio only. At the same time, it will be on Crowdcast. And of course, on Crowdcast, that is video as well. And so it's a little bit more fun. You get to see us. And that one is free for any of my Queen's Quarters fan tier members. If you miss it, because it is live, if you miss it, that's okay. If you are part of the Friends with Benefits or Helpful Cuck tier, then you get to watch the replay in the Queen's Quarters community. So the first one is going to be Friday, November 17th, and it's going to be at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. Check the show notes for today for the link on how to register, as well as all of the information. It's going to be a ton of fun, and it just so happens to be right when I get back from Splash Mocha, the hotel takeover in Houston. That's happening the second week of November. I'm so excited about this. Yes, and it turns out I'm going to be attending with Doc Chocolate. We are going to have a ton of fun there, so get ready for that. I will be sharing some of my updates, my photos, my videos, my everything on my private Snapchat group, and that is for my Helpful Cuck tier supporters. So if you want to join that supporter tier, you can go to VenusCuckoldress.com. Just click on the Queen's Quarters. But Splash Mocha is going to be amazing. Like I said, it's in Houston. It's a hotel takeover event. And I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of my friends there, but also to making new friends. I really enjoy that a lot. And of course, they have like so many black guys there. I remember the first time I went last year, I looked around and I was like, holy shit, I'm going to have fun. So, and it is a lot of fun. It is really good. So it'll be a great weekend, I'm sure. And like I said, my Helpful Cucks will be hearing all about it. So join us for our Pillow Talk event. That's, like I said, that's going to be on the 17th at noon. Myself and Doc Chocolate, either on the Moan app or on Crowdcast. Last but not least, I just wanted to mention that I was invited back recently to appear on the What Women and Other Wonderful Humans Want podcast. And it's been, I think, a couple of years since I was first a guest on that show. So I came back and we recorded. And let me just tell you, the host of the show, he goes by the name Hi There Catsuit. He is amazing. He's so talented as an interviewer. He always asks me some questions that I have never been asked before, sometimes never even really thought that much about, but are excellent questions. We got really into it. We dove deep in this interview, and there was a part where like it kind of hit me in the feels a bit. Like I was a little bit, you know, passionate and emotional about what we were talking about. So I would love for all of you guys to have a listen. I will post a link to that episode that is out now on all podcast apps for the What Women Want podcast. And it's really special to me. So definitely check that one out. All right, that's it for announcements. Let's get into the show for today.
Hey, Venus. I'm a white guy, and I wanted to give you some content and my thoughts on BBC. I was listening to one of your podcasts, and you were talking about just that white guys don't really want to talk about how black guys make them feel or how BBC makes them feel very often. But when they do, in my opinion, it's really hot and it furthers the cuckolding experience for the girls and the guys. And I just think it's really, really hot. So I wanted to tell you my story of how I started to get hooked on BBC and how I'm like basically just as addicted to it as like maybe a girl would be. So basically I always watched porn growing up, and middle school I think was when I started, but sometimes I would gravitate towards more like submissive stuff, girls with strap-ons or something like that. But usually I just watch normal porn. Once in a while I would watch like she-male too, but I never thought much of that stuff. Now I realize that a lot of white guys have those kind of submissive feelings throughout their lives. Not every single one, but definitely a good amount. And so I was watching porn later on, and I think it was like maybe end of college or something, and I stumbled upon Blacked video, and I knew about BBC, but I never had really like thought about it or watched it. But this Blacked video was next up in my feed, and I was like, sure, I'll watch it. And it was Jack Slater and Naomi Swan. And I don't know if you watch Blacked, but the title of the video is "He Left Her Alone with His Strong Black Roommate." And a lot of white guys, I'm sure, know what the video that I'm referring to. But as soon as I started watching the video, I was just like just so much more turned on than I would have ever thought. And he was huge, muscular. I mean, his cock is huge. And I just, you know, I didn't, at first I kind of was in denial, and I, you know, acted like, oh, this is just good porn. But, I mean, she was so overwhelmed by him. You could see she was way more turned on than she was with the white guys she had done porn with, or the episodes I had watched, at least, that she had done with white guys. And, as soon as he put his dick inside her, she could barely take it. And I came like the hardest I ever have in my life, like 15 or 20 seconds in, to the penetration. And I just, like, at first I was still trying to shrug it off over the next couple weeks, like, oh, it's just good porn. But I kept going back to that video, and, yeah, she has so many orgasms for him, and you could just, I knew something was different for me, the way it made me feel. But I kept watching that video. I started to spiral into other Blacked episodes, and I kind of always felt submissive when I was watching. I didn't really like imagine I was the guy. I just imagined I was watching, and I would just come so hard. And, yeah, anyways, eventually I was like, okay, I don't know like why I keep watching all Blacked porn, because I was watching exclusively Blacked. And I was like, okay, I need to see why I'm like really turned on. And I don't think it's because of the black guy, but, so I just Googled BBC and looked at the images. And like, as soon as I saw like solo black cocks, I started getting really hard, and at that point, I just kind of accepted, like, oh, I'm like actually into BBC and I actually am turned on by it in some way. And yeah, since then, I've honestly just been accepting more and more. And I watch a ton of Blacked. It's like really the only porn I watch. And I come extremely hard and extremely quickly every single time. A lot of the time I moan, which like I never did before. And just a ton of things that like make me feel really submissive. But it's kind of those one of those things where I'm embarrassed of it, but I love it. And most of my girls that I know in real life, I really want to see them with big black cock. I know that I can't satisfy them the same way. And it's just an obsession for me, and I love it as much as the girls do.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do, and it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group. Weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. And you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckoldress.com. I really, really, really love this origin story confession. So thank you so much for sending it in. I've mentioned on the show before, not all cuckolding relationships incorporate interracial into it. And I don't want to give the impression that, you know, all cuckolding relationships have this. But clearly, this is something that I'm interested in. This is something that a lot of other people are interested in. And so I talk about it a lot on the show. But I really, really, over the years, have noticed that, like, this is a big thing for some of these white guys. They're very into this, like, big black bull kind of fantasy. And I have wondered, like, where does that start? So if you go back to season one, I think it was like the episode number six, like the sixth episode I ever did, I talked about this. And I actually shared a quote from my friend, and where he was talking about like how the power that black guys have on him. Like when a black guy enters the room and his girlfriend, all of a sudden, you know, he sees her eyes like move over to him. He just like immediately has this submissive feeling of like, oh, he won. And I was so moved by that because I was like, that is so, so deep and so truthful and so honest. I was just like, wow, that there's something to that. And that really shook a lot of guys that were listening. So this is, I do feel like that BBC has this like power, this effect over guys. And I love this origin story because it talks about when that actually happened. And I'm always curious to learn about this kind of thing. So the fact that it was a porn video that flipped the switch, I'm not at all surprised about that. I do think that for a lot of guys, that's probably where this starts. I have heard some locker room stories, though, from guys who've been like on a sports team and they in the locker room got a glimpse of like some black guy naked and they were just like, damn, totally, totally transfixed by his size and just like, wow. So I have heard some of those as origin stories, but The porn, I think, is probably where most guys get introduced to it. So it was so fascinating to hear him talk about the details of that video and why it was so amazing for him. So the fact that she was feeling, and I love this word that he used, overwhelmed with this guy's size. Clearly, she was showing it. I've never seen this video, so I don't know. Maybe I have to review this video that he's talking about. But in that she acted differently with this black guy than she did with all the other white guys that he'd seen her with, where she was having like lots of orgasms. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And the fact that he had this very visceral reaction of like a super extra huge orgasm, I was like, wow. So yeah, this is definitely a thing. Oh, it's hot. It's hot as fuck for me. But I, like I said, I've noticed over the years that a lot of white guys are into this, and it seems like younger white guys that I have come across. But no, really, let me tell you, this is crazy, because I feel like they're clearly obsessed with BBC porn. Like, they know all of the names of the performers, and it's almost like how guys talk about sports. Like, they talk about, you know, guys will get together and talk about like all the players, their favorite players, the favorite plays that they made, and like all of the stats. It's just like that with BBC porn. It's so wild to have these guys like DM me and they're like, oh yeah, so-and-so, she did this scene with so-and-so, and it was like, okay, yeah, that one. And it's like, these guys like know everything about it. It's like BBC is like an Olympic sport for them. It's wild. It's wild to me, because like I don't clearly don't watch enough porn, but I'm just like, wow, think about all this time that these guys spend just completely mesmerized by like sites like black.com and stuff like that. I'm just like, wow, it really does have an effect on guys that is just, it's amazing to me. I'm, like I said, always curious to learn about it, and it just fascinates me. So if anyone else listening who has a confession, an origin story confession like this, and you want to share it, you can just, like I said, go to venuscuckoldjust.com, click on the link, ask Venus, and send me in something. Because like I said, this is fascinating. This is so much insight for me. I love it.
Hello, Venus. So my recent fantasy is like, I love when my girlfriend makes me wear her bras and her panties, and when she does my makeup and the red bold lipstick, and just sees me to sit down like a good boy and watch him fuck his ex-boyfriend or any other bull she fucks. And yes, yeah, so I love the way she did my makeup, and of course the lipstick and nails, and she made me wear her bra and her panty, and like I love to dress up like a woman in that sense. Like, I didn't had that kind of fantasy, but when she did it, it just turned me on. And I love when she humiliated me and fucked the bull in front of me.
Thank you for sending in that confession. This is something that I really haven't talked about a lot on the show, is the like forced feminization as part of the humiliation teasing game. And I think it's because there's a couple of reasons. The first one is like, it's just, I don't want to kink shame. I'm not kink shaming. I swear to God. I think it's great if you're into this, but it just doesn't do anything for me. So it doesn't get me all excited, but I am curious to learn about it and what people's experiences are. It's just that it's been a bit of a challenge to get couples to come onto the show to talk about it. It seems to be pretty taboo in the taboo world. So that's a couple of reasons why I haven't had any kind of conversations about it on the show yet, but I would like to. So if anybody's listening and you want to come on the show and talk about forced feminization within a cuckolding relationship, please do let me know. One thing I will say though, that I do know about this, is that in order to incorporate this into your relationship, the forced feminization, you really have to have a girlfriend, wife, or partner who really enjoys the humiliation part, that game. Like, she's got to love it for her to get into that. So if it's just coming from the guy and the guy's like, oh, I really want this. I fantasize about this. I really want it. And she's just kind of like, meh. Then I don't know if that's going to work very well. Maybe she'll try it. But I don't know if long term that's going to be something that she sticks with, as in like, this is really fun for her. So you definitely need to have a partner who's into it as well. This takes enthusiasm and consent from both partners, but it does sound like it can be super hot for some couples.
Hey, so I started watching porn a couple years ago, and I heard about cuckolding, and I was just instantly drawn because for me, I've never been very big, so I just always wanted to be able to please the girl I'm with, but, like, embarrassed to show. So, knowing that there was this cuckolding and the ability to still, you know, be together with the girl that you love and like, but in terms of satisfying in bed, that you wouldn't have to worry about that anymore, I thought that was really, really, really special. So I started learning more about it, and then when I found out about Venus and her podcast, it just really opened up a lot more doors, and it's just really special to me because it's great to be able to connect with somebody and still have a connection, but just in terms of sexual connection, in terms of deep pleasure, that's just something I know I can't do. So being able to find somebody else that can do that and then still be intimate with one another is very special, I think. So I think it's really, really cool. And I just want to keep supporting it any way I can.
I just want to say thank you so much for sending that in. I've heard this feedback from quite a few guys who've said that learning about this kind of relationship really helps to take the pressure off from, I mean, it's massive pressure that they have on their shoulders to feel like they have to, in order to be like the guy in the relationship, that he's got to be able to fully satisfy her in every fucking way. And I don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible to find one person to fully satisfy you sexually for the rest of your life. I think it's fucking bullshit. So I totally understand how cucks can see this kind of relationship as such a relief, that they don't have to worry about that kind of pressure, that they can actually have their girlfriend, wife, or partner be able to, you know, explore with others and experience different things and be fulfilled in different sexual ways. And that is pretty great. That's pretty amazing. So yes, there's benefits for the women, obviously, but there are benefits for the guys too. I mean, this is, like I said, this is a big weight off your shoulders. You don't have to worry about that. So thank you for sending that in. And I'm so glad that you've been able to find this that has helped you in that way. Okay. That's going to be it for today's episode. It has been a minute since I have done a roundup of comments, questions, and confessions. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanks to everybody who sent them in. As mentioned before, go to venuscuckoldress.com. Click on the Ask Venus tab. It's in the podcast section. If you would like to submit a voice note for the show, make sure you follow me on Twitter or X, whatever the fuck you want to call it. My handle is @cuckoldressb and the Venus Cuckoldress podcast on Instagram as well. Now, don't forget, November 17th, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. It is the first Pillow Talk collaboration event with myself and Doc Chocolate. That's going to be free on the Moan app if you want to listen in. If you want to watch, then you can go to Queen's Quarters, join one of the tiers, and you will get free access to all of the Pillow Talk events. That's it for today. We'll see you next time. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know I've talked about a really, really amazing sexual activity other than cuckolding, and it's called sensual massage. Now, I've received this a few times, and it is fucking mind-blowing. I'm a huge fan, but there just hasn't been any kind of place for guys to learn how to do it, not that I knew of anyway. Until now, I came across this video, this sensual massage video that is on xoafterglow.com, which is a pretty cool site. It is porn that is meant to be real, educational, entertaining, of course, but really cool, made by women, and lots of different kinds of porn as well. So I found this video on there. And I was like, oh my God, yay. It's really hot. It's this real couple. And he's actually, in the beginning of the video, learns how to do the massage. He's obviously watching some sort of instructions. He talks to his wife about it. And she's on the massage table. And he gives her an amazing sensual massage. Now, it's not as long as I would like as far as length of time, but the video is great. And I'm so happy to see it. It's really hot. It's really sexy. And it just presses all the buttons for me. So if you want to check it out, you should go to xoafterglow.com. And right now, if you enter the code Venus, you can actually get 1 week of free access to it, a free trial. So that's xoafterglow.com. Enter the code Venus. And the link for that, if you are not going to be able to remember, is in the show notes for today. Enjoy!